Well, so it begins, the season of Lent. The prophet Joel tells us it's a time to get serious about returning to the Lord, or in the words of Paul, to be reconciled with God. And as we know from Jesus' teaching, you cannot be reconciled with God if you're not reconciled with your neighbor as well. So we've got some work ahead to do. Joel calls it rending our hearts and not our garments. In other words, it's not so much what I do for Lent, but why I do it. You know, one practical example, you're going to be wearing ashes on your forehead right after Jesus tells you not to go around bragging in public about what you do, right? So if you're wearing your ashes so that you can go into the store and look at people and say, "See, I'm holier than you are," you're on the wrong boat, right? We need to learn the lessons that are here before us. It's not what we do, but why we do it. What's in our heart? I'm guilty of it. You know, Lent is a wonderful diet, right? Not a very helpful spiritual tool, however. Or to do, pride is another motivation that sometimes we have. You know, we set up, I'm going to do something during the season of Lent, and by the time we get to Easter, we can say, "I did it." Well, that's pride, right? That's not the compunction that we're looking for. Or social pressure to conform, that is in front of all of us. Or perhaps you happen to be a member of the parish that has the best fish dinners in all of North America or Colorado, right? That's still not a very good reason. It's not rending anything, and we need to rend our hearts. Rending our hearts is different. But you know, we've got 40 days of Lent, right? It's time to break a habit, if we wish, or form a new habit. 40 days is enough time to do that. To reconcile a relationship, or at least plant those seeds, whether it be with God or with our neighbor. To strengthen a bond, a loving bond, where we can be mutually supportive of others. To deflate our ego. Well, that's going to take some work, but we have time to accomplish it. Paul, to the Corinthians in our reading today, speaks about this task of renewal in a ministry of reconciliation. And that's a wonderful focus, if you will, for the season, to be reconciled with God, as Paul tells us, in the many ways that we are called and can do it. The opportunity is what Paul is pointing out to us in our reading today. We have an opportunity before us. Are we going to take advantage of it? And that's why Paul, in quoting from the Old Testament Isaiah, he says, "Today, now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation." In other words, let's get started. Let's start today. Now, that doesn't mean you have to already have firmed up what it is that it will be your participation in the season of Lent. In fact, it's probably a good idea to keep that a little bit flexible so that you can listen to the Lord during these 40 days, and it just might change what you see yourself doing. The gospel is at the center of the Sermon on the Mount, and we have it every year during this day of Ash Wednesday. It urges dedication to the three traditional Jewish practices of almsgiving, prayer, and fasting. So if we take a little closer look at each of those, almsgiving is giving, right? Is giving, and in other words, to be more generous towards others. It could be money, but it also could be our time. To give time is a precious gift. To give respect to another person, even though we might not agree with them on everything. To give them attention when I'm with them, to put down the phone or quit making other plans and be with whoever we are with, or that precious gift of compassion, to really work at understanding them, what makes them tick, so that we can treat them with love. Almsgiving is the first of the three disciplines. The second is prayer. And it's not just more prayer. You know, that's not the call here. But to pray better, to be with the Lord during our time of prayer, because prayer is to raise our mind and heart to God. And so to actually give God that gift of time generously accomplishes two of our tasks here. You might try praying the scriptures or meditation, different kinds of prayer. Our church is so rich with spiritual traditions on prayer. Again, it is time that we spend with God and days of Lent that we spend with God. I would suggest to you that perhaps the best prayer and the best time that we can spend with God during the season of Lent is going to be focused on the scriptures of daily and Sunday masses. They're kind of a spiritual retreat guiding us through this time. And I would suggest that you give extra time and attention, first of all, to the scriptures of Lent. And then the final discipline is fasting. And it is, well, it's bringing discipline into our life. That was mentioned in our opening prayer for Mass today. Discipline means that I control my life and I decide how to use it. And it also includes, not wasting time, not wasting life. You know, we generally think of fasting as giving up food for either a period of time or some kinds of food, candy or whatever. But we could also fast from social media or from the internet or from the TV or our phones or video games or all those time wasters that are so much a part of our life. To fast perhaps from the news, which we tend to overwatch, I think. God speaks to us in the quiet. Remember the story of Ezekiel standing at the mouth of the cave. And he didn't hear God in all the noise. He heard God in the quiet. Well, we lead noisy lives. And the only way to come into the quiet is to turn it off, to turn off the noise. And we have the ability to do that, although perhaps it's our greatest addiction in these days. Again, the emphasis is to do these things not for show, but to affect real change in our lives. In other words, if I am doing something so that at the end of Lent I can say I do it, if I'm doing something that lasts through Easter and then I'm through, forget it. It's not worthy of the grace of this season. If it's a life change that you seek, and the scripture readings of Lent will lead you to an understanding of what life changes you might need, then it is worthy for the grace of this holy season. Paul cautions us today, working together then, we appeal you not to receive the grace of God in vain.